Rich Cole. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hey, folks, it's Drew Badger. And before we get started with Big Scary News, we just want to mention that everything as of the time of this recording is still going on. Due to the circumstances that are going on in the outside world, we don't know whether these things will be postponed, canceled, or go on as planned. So just make sure you check the links before you do any of the things that we mention here on the Big Scary News. So wash your hands, stay away from people, and listen to the Big Scary News for all your information for episode 174, including this news from Transworld's new Room Escape Summit coming to Chicago. Get ready to network, learn, create, and connect August 7th through 9th in Rosemont, Illinois at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center. Transworld's new Room Escape Summit is your destination to get inspired, absorb the info you really need, spark new ideas, and gain access to the connections you need to grow your business. This summit was built for you and your business. This new show is an amalgamation of what we've learned from previous conferences and your requests for a more intimate, business-focused, educational environment. With this all-new format, you'll gain an all-inclusive pass to our celebrity keynote, world-class educational sessions, vendor showcase, breakout sessions, workshops, and much more. For full details and to register, visit roomescapesummit.com. We have this update from the Texas Frightmare Weekend coming to Dallas. In the annals of dark fantasy filmdom, perhaps no other artist has made more of an impact than Canadian director David Cronenberg. From his early cinepic shockers Shivers, They Came From Within, and Rabid, to his landmark psychological body horrors The Brood and Videodrome, to his epic slime-coated tragedy The Fly, Cronenberg's cerebral, controversial, often stomach-churning mind-benders made him an international sensation with critics, filmmakers, and audiences. But while many of his colleagues and peers ended up retreading and repeating their past successes, Cronenberg refused, instead opting to evolve the very idea of what a horror movie could be, with films like Dead Ringers, Crash, A History of Violence, and the unjustly overlooked M. Butterfly. As an actor, Cronenberg has made appearances in everything from John Landis's Into the Night to Gus Van Sant's To Die For to his latest role in the neo-noir Disappearance at Clifton Hill. But he, of course, is best known and loved for his mesmerizing turn as the serial killer psychiatrist Dr. Decker in Clive Barker's Nightbreed. Texas Frightmare Weekend is honored to host the U.S. Horror Convention debut of writer, director, actor, and icon David Cronenberg. You don't want to miss it. Get tickets and information at texasfrightmare.com. We have this update from Spooky Empire coming to Orlando, Florida. It's time to keep rolling out the announcements. Here's one that's sure to bring you back to life today. The cast of Reanimator joins us at Spooky Empire May 22nd through the 24th. Meet Jeffrey Combs, Bruce Abbott, Barbara Crampton, and composer Richard Band all weekend long. Don't miss out on what could be a very unforgettable Memorial Day weekend at Spooky Empire. Tickets, VIP packages, and hotel rooms are available at SpookyEmpire.com. We have this news from the Southeast Halloween Enthusiast Convention coming to Gainesville, Florida. It's back! The Southeast Halloween Enthusiast Convention returns July 11th and 12th. Bigger and better than ever, there'll be a haunt tour, UF Bat House seminar and visit, a larger vendor room, 4 rooms of continuous education, money-saving hotel deals, private course with Halloween industry stars, live demonstrations, a masquerade ball, prizes, hotel room decorating contests, live entertainment, cold air conditioning, very helpful in July, a parking lot hearse show, paranormal courses, Halloween courses for all levels of haunters, and tons of fun for the Halloween and the paranormal fans. Follow the Southeast Halloween Enthusiast Convention, or CHEC, on Facebook at facebook.com/SEHECON, CHECON, or CHEC.com. We have this news from the Cleveland Haunts Club's annual Haunted Garage Sale in Cleveland, Ohio. The Cleveland Haunt Club is now accepting vendor applications for the Haunted Garage Sale happening on Saturday, August 1st. Please note all vendors will now be in Cahoon Park, so all vendors will need to bring tents, tables, and chairs. The community house has been converted to offices, so it's no longer available. Those interested, please email clevelandhauntclub@gmail.com for details, contracts, and vendor agreements. Have a little haunt news, this time from the Haunted Dungeons in Fort Howard, Maryland. Ladies and gentlemen, ghosts and ghouls, it's about that time. Our first meeting of 2020. This meeting is for anyone that's interested in running a room, trail, dungeon, or possibly a new area if you have an idea. Bring them. Room leaders must be 16 years or older. The dungeon, trail, or area leaders must be 21 years or older. Happening on March 27th at 6 p.m. at 9401 North Point Road in Fort Howard. New blood or old blood, all are welcome to join our team. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/haunted.dungeons. We have some movie news regarding a new Scooby-Doo film via bloodydisgusting.com. Warner Brother Pictures is set to release the first full-length animated Scooby-Doo adventure for the big screen on May 14th. Titled Scoob, the movie tells the never-before-told stories of Scooby-Doo's origins and the greatest mystery in the career of the group known as Mystery Inc. The film is set to reveal how lifelong friends Scooby and Shaggy first met and how they joined with young detectives Fred, Velma, and Daphne. Now with hundreds of cases solved and adventures shared, Scooby and the gang face their biggest, most challenging mystery ever, a plot to unleash the ghost dog Cerberus upon the world. As they race to stop this global dogpocalypse, the gang discovers that Scooby has a secret legacy and an epic destiny greater than anyone imagined. The cast includes Zac Efron as Fred, Amanda Seyfried as Daphne, Gina Rodriguez as Velma, Will Forte as Shaggy, and Frank Welker as Scooby-Doo. We have this news from Brighton Asylum in Passaic, New Jersey. It's that time of year again, and all your favorite creeps will be roaming New Jersey's legendary Brighton Asylum. This event has become a fan favorite and one of our most popular. Brighton Asylum's Night of the Creeps event is an interactive haunted attraction experience. This is an optional full contact event. If you're unfamiliar with our contact nights, please visit our contact nights page for more info. Night of the Creeps is happening April 18th. Tickets are on sale very soon. The haunt remains open until the last customer exits, and tickets are available online or at the door, although it's strongly advisable to get your tickets in advance. Get more information at brightonasylum.com. We have this update from the Haunted Screams Expo in Hampton, Virginia. We are back once again to have a screaming good time at the Haunted Screams Expo 2020 Horror Convention in Hampton, Virginia, with celebrity guests, a haunted house, raffle prizes, makeup effects and costume contests, vendors, movies, a VIP party, and more. Don't miss out on this exciting time. It only comes once a year for 2 full days of scary good fun. September 19th through the 20th, special guests include, at this time, Tyler Mayne from Halloween, David Howard Thornton from Terrifier, Tom Proctor from Halloween 6, Sharon Smith-Lentz from Dark Shadows, and more to be announced. For vendor booth spaces and tickets, visit hauntedscreams.com or call or text 757-576-0792. We have this news from the Frightmare Haunted Attraction in Chesapeake, Virginia. Presenting Happy Feaster. For one night only, April 11th, Frightmare transforms into a hellish Easter haunt experience. If you're in line by 9, you will get in. Do you have the guts? Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/experiencefrightmare. And finally, we have this news from the Halloween International Film Festival coming to Kill Devil Hills, North Carolina. The 5th annual Halloween International Film Festival returns to Kill Devil Hills October 1st through the 3rd, presented by Halloween Daily News. Festival film screenings will once again be shown at the RC Theater's Movies 10 Cineplex in Kill Devil Hills, including Q&A sessions, nightly meet and greets, photo ops on our orange carpet, and more. Our state-of-the-art host venue features a massive 36-foot-tall movie screen, stadium seating, full digital projection capabilities, and a complete lineup of refreshments and snacks available. We are currently accepting original independent film submissions for consideration for the 2020 festival program through Film Freeway, the world's leading online submission platform. The spring deadline is April 30th, and the final deadline for submissions is June 30th. For questions and more information, please contact the team at halloweenfilmfestival@gmail.com or visit their Facebook page, facebook.com/halloweenfilmfestival. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
There, here we go. Hello, everybody. Drew Badger. We are live here in Atlanta, Georgia, Days of the Dead. We're sitting with a bunch of stars and talking with some cool folks and some vendors and some haunted house owners. I got a couple of guys here that happen to be on, well, you can't deny it now. It's a cult Halloween film. It's Hocus Pocus. It's Larry Bagby. It's Tobias Jelinek. How are you guys? I hope I pronounced that correctly.
I'm surprised how well you pronounced it.
That was
it.
Actually, yeah, very good. Flawless. I'm the only other guy in the world that pronounces his name right.
Well, there you go. So, guys, welcome to Days of the Dead in Atlanta. How's the show been for you?
It's been fun. You know, we get to meet people like you. And not only that, but, like, you know, we have some fans out here. We have some friends we get to hang out with. Go ahead.
I would just say it's been pretty special having people come from Marriott. We have Alabama, Tennessee, South Carolina, North Carolina. People have been driving in the snow.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cool to get people coming here, especially when Hocus Pocus has been a part of their childhood or their life for decades now.
It's one of those movies that it just kind of came out in theaters and was there for a little bit and then kind of disappeared, and then it started showing up every Halloween. And
yep.
You know, very few movies kind of attain, dare I say, cult status, but it kind of has. If you look at, like, some of the TV shows or stations in October, they're playing, like, Hocus Pocus, like, 22 times out of 31 days.
Absolutely. Freeform television, it seems every year they're adding one more screening.
Is there more days than 31 in Halloween, I think? This last year it was actually 29 times.
Wow.
On
yeah.
Freeform, right?
I hope those royalty checks are really nice.
Oh, well. I just bought my second Rolls Royce. Anyway.
Yeah, the ashtrays were full in the first one, right? No, we're kidding. So how did you guys get started? I mean, were you guys like theater guys in college or anything? Do summer stock, do stuff like that and commercials and things? Or was it just kind of like, hey, I know somebody that knows somebody that's doing something and I think you'd be cool to be in a movie or a TV show and kind of work your way up?
I grew up doing theater. I lived in Santa Barbara, and actually a Disney scout had come to a local community theater production, and that's what led to Hocus Pocus was my first audition. It was first anything.
Oh, wow.
So that's
And that is a Disney movie.
And that's a Disney film,
ooh,
yeah. So that's where it started for me, yeah.
And I was in Thousand Oaks, not too far from where Tobias lives.
Sure.
I've been acting for a few years, but it was an audition that just came up, and it was one of the bigger roles that I had booked. It was the first big major feature film, and what was cool about it was Tobias and I, we both went in separate, and then we got a call back, and we came in together, and we got to audition together. They thought our chemistry would be interesting.
Nice.
And it was only us two, right? Was there anybody else there at that audition?
They may have just wanted to make us feel special. Other people coming in.
Did you guys know each other beforehand?
No.
Okay.
No, we met in the room, and I still remember the casting director left momentarily, I think, to check with Kenny Ortega, the director, and I'm in there alone with this guy named Larry.
That's me.
And the next thing I know, he's doing a headstand and actually spinning. I mean, I was very impressed.
Like breakdancing.
Yes, in the room. And,
do you bring your own cardboard for that, or you just?
I didn't have it that day. It changed my world.
Yeah.
Ouch. So, I mean, obviously the movie was a success. Do you, how often do you? I mean, you guys are doing the show together. Do you guys like hang out together a lot nowadays? Do you do reunion shows with any of the other cast or convention circuit like that?
We have really enjoyed. This is our second convention and
ever.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Second convention ever. You know, 2 years ago was the 25th anniversary, and we reunited with almost the entire cast. It was a blast. Kenny Ortega was there. The writers and producers were there. Of course, Doug was there, all of the kids. And it was wonderful. And it was also how we got to talk to Doug, who connected us with the conventions. And we've had a lot of fun. I think for the first time getting to talk to fans who have enjoyed Hocus Pocus, and it's the first time we get to talk to a lot of them face to face.
Yeah,
right.
To hear the stories and how it connects to their lives, it's meaningful because we all have movies like that, right?
Sure.
We all have people that we admire, and that kind of for example, I wanted to be an actor because of certain actors that I watched that inspired me. One being like Michael J. Fox, Back to the Future.
Very nice. Now, you guys have gone on to do a lot of, shall we say, non-Halloween-esque roles. When people come up to you, even though it's only your second table, you've got a whole row of photographs here. I'm assuming that a show like this, it's primarily Hocus Pocus.
Yes.
But what are some other things that people have come up to you and said, I remember you in this, and I loved you in that, and that kind of stuff?
Tobias was in Stranger Things.
Right.
Which is also
becoming
Halloween.
Kind of a cult kind of thing on Netflix these days.
Yeah.
Among so many other shows. He's also been on NCIS and a bunch of all the Marvel. He had some stuff recently on the Marvel.
New shows coming. We have Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. that we shot about a year before it's airing, so that'll come out in June.
Oh,
and
nice.
Check that out. It's quite a lot of fun. People love Baskets with Zach Galifianakis. which was awesome. So I have other people come up with that, and it's been quite a few bad guys, from MacGyver to all the NCISs, Magnum PI, major crimes. So,
nice.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any projects that you can talk about coming out in, say, the next 3 to 6 to 8 months?
Mine would be the Marvel show. Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. would be on ABC.
Nice.
That's the next big.
You know, the last movie I did just recently came out, and it was an independent film, but it's available on all the different networks now, or the apps, and it's called Out of Liberty.
Okay.
It's kind of like it's a Western.
Oh, nice.
But I'm also a country singer.
I was going to just bring that up. You have a singing career, too. You put out some albums and
yes.
everything. How is that going along?
It's great, man. It's
You're
my other passion.
Now?
I'm in the process of recording a new album. I just released a compilation album. It's called The Essentials, and it's just, you know, over the last 15 years, songs I've written that I like or people like. Give them an idea. If you don't know who I am as a singer, it'll give you a good feel for what my stuff is.
Excellent. So for people wanting more information about Tobias Jelinek, Larry Bagby, how can they get more information with websites, social medias, etc.?
Instagram,
yeah. Facebook, I guess all those networks. I have a website, just my name, which you can find all that, Larry Bagby, BAGBY.com. But then Instagram is Tobias Jelinek.
Wonderful way to, just for what's
Larry
happening
Bagby.
Even on a daily, weekly basis.
Sure. We just posted some pictures recently of old pictures from set.
Oh, nice.
On my Instagram, so you can catch some stuff behind the scenes stuff you haven't probably seen before.
And Tobias, do you have any social medias, websites where people, what would those be?
My name, good luck figuring out the spelling, but Tobias Jelinek.
Just like it's spelled. J-E-L-N-T-H-N-T-H-N.
Yeah.
Just look it up online. Just look up J from Hocus Pocus and you'll
find it. There you go. Well, gentlemen, it's been an absolute pleasure to speak to you here on the Big Sharing Show. Wish you nothing but success. Looking forward to the Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. coming out. New album coming out on there. I assume there'll be a tour following after that, perhaps. Excellent. Well, once again, Drew Badger here live in the Atlanta, GA, for Days of the Dead for the Big Scary Show. And we are out.
Out.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank, once again, Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.